whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dustin, I don't know if anybody has ever brought this up to you, and I'm curious as to why you say it this way. Jaguars?
Jaguars? Jaguars?
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Yes, there's no I in there.
Jaguars.
It's a common thing, I think, that people say it like that.
Jaguars?
I've heard it before.
Have you really?
Okay, so I'm not alone in that. At least I don't say Oregon.
No, it's Oregon.
Yeah,
Oregon.
Yeah, Brian Chapman does that. Does like, oh, we're going to pick on poor Dustin here this morning.
No, I'm asking the question. I have not heard that before. Heather has, so
I've heard it.
See, that's why all NFL news needs to be about Kelly Stafford.
You can avoid the.
I mean, we've got ours, John.
The Jaguars.
I try to correct myself, and sometimes I do, but vehicle.
Oh, God.
I know.
We're in the wrong. And theater. I do that.
Theater.
Yes.
Yes.
I can correct that sometimes, no, but I still follow
I overpronounce the H and the vehicle.
You do.
I got my vehicle.
What's the hick in vehicle? You do.
I've heard Jaguars, Jaguars, and
Jaguars.
The British, yes. Jaguars. And they play all those games in London.
Very Britain.
So,
yes, yeah, exactly. Yes.
The Lions can't play the Jaguars, the Jaguars, or the Jaguars.
And they're going to play the Jaguars.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Who do you want to play most? Who do you want to play least? There are four teams on the table, and we've made the poll question about who you want to play most. You can vote Costa and Jansen on X. We'll tally that up throughout the show. John, the early returns.
Mm-hmm.
Says, as a Packers fan, you should absolutely want to play us. You could rest starters and win by 2 scores. They're going to get blown out on Sunday.
Well, they might.
Ticket texter says, Detroit versus everybody. Don't care who we play. Lions win the whole damn thing. We're not afraid of any of these teams.
I love that response, though. Yeah, bring on anybody.
Bring them on. Texter says, bring on the Commanders.
Yeah.
He says, revenge. You need to take them out like they took us out in the 90s in the playoffs, Patrick and Novi.
You're welcome.
Well, that's a long time coming if you're still holding on to that resentment.
Well, I was on that offensive line, 99.
No, we're talking about going back to like when the Lions last were in the NFC title game, right?
Oh, the NFC title. Oh, okay.
All yeah. Right.
Yes. I thought it was the 99.
91. Yeah,
91. Sure. Yeah, but then the Redskins faced them in 99, and that was the whole Trey Johnson, Robert Porche, Brad Johnson fight.
Yeah, we're talking about the year of our Lord, 1992, January again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one cost Trey about $250,000 because he got suspended for the first game of the next year.
Texter says, I'm with Jim. Lions face the Packers. That would mean the Eagles have been knocked out and you get the worst team. So you say Commanders, I say Packers. Texter says, Heather is getting her double-digit disco on with these picks. David in a car.
That is true.
Who do you want the
Lions
to play?
Don't feed the beast. Don't feed the beast. Why would you even read that text?
I don't know. There's a couple more of them too, John.
Feed it. Let's go.
With Heather running away with the football picks, maybe her and John should switch places. John, read the news.
That could be fun.
It could be
all
fun.
Hunting and fishing stories, but sure.
Yeah, yeah. World record walleye caught.
Heather, who do you want the Lions to play?
Your
people?
No, I would go with what you said. I think it was you that said it. Like, let's play the should be the easiest team to beat, which would be the Commanders, right?
Well, he said the Commanders.
I said the Commanders. He says the Packers.
Oh, you think the Packers are the easiest team to beat?
I do.
Yeah. I'm not going to necessarily disagree with that. But if they do play the Packers, I think the reasoning behind that is the Packers have beaten the Eagles, which might be the toughest team.
Does that suddenly make the Packers?
No, no, it doesn't. No. I'm just, yeah.
More ticket text, 248-539-9797 says, I want to get my opinion out there for who I want to see in the playoffs. Lions will beat whoever, so I'd like to see Jaden Daniels. Give me Washington. Mm-hmm. Then I want the Rams in the NFC Championship. It would be great if McVay watches Goff make the Super Bowl. Signed, Chris.
That would be very satisfying. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Do you think he regrets it at all? They won a Super Bowl, so I highly doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ring on his finger probably says no.
Texter says, don't forget the storylines. Stafford and Kershaw are childhood friends.
Jeez. I don't want to do any of that. I'm over it.
I think they're the biggest threat, and I think they're the most annoying storyline if that ends up being, yet again, hey, Ford Field, Matthew Stafford's back.
Yeah.
It says, I agree with Gov. Tampa Bay and the Bills are the only teams that scare me. That's from Coop.
Who are the only teams that scare him?
Tampa and the Bills.
Tampa doesn't scare me. I know they beat us. That was a long time ago. And how many times, you know what? Actually, bring on Tampa, because how many times has this Lions team gone to Dallas and taken care of business? You know, business that carried over from last year. How many times have they already taken care of the Rams and the business of Goff versus Stafford and Kelly coming here and all of those different things? How many times have they taken care of business this year in situations where they're trying to right a wrong? And, I mean, San Francisco, they went out there and took care of business. So give me the Bucs and at some point in the playoffs, and let's right a wrong.
248-539-9797. I'm nervous for whoever we have to play. I honestly think we're going to lose no matter what because of Jared Goff. He sucks, and we stand a better chance with Hendon Hooker, signed Jamar and Westland.
You know what?
Is Jamar and Westland actually Hendon Hooker?
Maybe it's Teddy Bridgewater now. Maybe they're tweeting or texting together.
I love it. I want him to call in. Are you real?
Because he's been doing this bit all season.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's intensified lately.
I know, but Goff is playing as good as he had. I mean, I know he threw two picks in the last game, but he's had as good a season as he's had in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, for every pick he had about 10 laser beams.
Usually I can sniff out, like, if somebody's trolling us or playing us or trying to prank. I really don't know what the answer here is. I'm 50-50 on if that is a legitimate opinion or not.
It's a troll. There's no other explanation.
Yeah, and you know what? Here, this is from Twitch. I don't have to say it because they are. M-Dub 76. Shut up, Jamar.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. More thoughts on who you want the Lions to face in next week's playoff debut of this this Lions team. Texter says, I want to play either the Commanders or the Packers. Please, God, no Kelly Stafford show. I wouldn't feel great about playing the Vikings two times in 3 weeks either.
Again, they've been there, done that. Not, is there anybody that is worried about Sam Darnold coming in here?
No.
Justin Jefferson may have. And in fact, by default, he's going to have better numbers. Like, it's amazing. Three catches, no touchdowns. Like, that's just not going to happen. It doesn't scare me because it's still Sam Darnold throwing the ball. And it's Alex Anzalone covering TJ Hockenson all over.
Costa, please stop kissing Stafford and McVay's rear end. Please. All caps on the ticket text.
Yeah, Costa. Come on.
Have I said anything false?
You're still kind of, it's still coming across as kind of closet anti-golf.
Oh, no. We're not doing
You and Rieger were right there at the top of that list.
I don't want the storyline anymore. I don't want to have to do that bit anymore. I think
Because
we closed the door. I'm not doing it again. Goff has been emphatic. He's come in and been undeniable. Even as someone who was denying him for several seasons, I'm a reformed Goff hater. I don't think you can at all take away from what he's done. They are winning because of the way he commands this offense.
Until the kitchen gets hot, and you never know.
But I don't think it's at all out of line to point out that Stafford has one clutch playoff run in him. He has all these fourth quarter comebacks that we saw firsthand. He nearly beat Detroit last year in the playoffs, right?
But they didn't.
They were in the game, is my point.
But didn't.
Right. But none of these other teams even
nearly
rise
beat
to
him
the,
this year. But didn't.
Right. Overtime, though, let's call it what it is. None of these other quarterbacks.
But didn't.
None of these other quarterbacks rise to the threat level that he legitimately brings, whether we want to deny it or not, because we've moved on or not.
Thank you, M Dubs. Walleye.
Okay. 248-539-9797. You guys talk. I'll shut up. Let's get to Adam. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, boys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, just my thing, I'm kind of conflicted. I'd love to play the Packers one more time, come in the house, and we just beat them and go to the Super Bowl. But if we're going to be this, you know, this Cinderella, it's not even a Cinderella anymore. It's just a great story. And if we're going to be that, might as well just beat the best. I say let's beat the Eagles and then go on and beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And then there's nobody can say anything. Oh, man, well, this guy was out, you didn't play the Eagles, this, that, and the other. I just think that we're about to witness something special here in Detroit. So love you guys. Listen to you every morning, man. You guys have a great day.
So Adam, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Yes. Because, I agree with you. So I maybe I missed this at the beginning of your call, now that I'm starting to think about it. You said the Packers for this week, because they can't play the Eagles till the NFC Championship game, and obviously the Chiefs and the Super Bowl. I agree with both of those. Love to see both of those. Who was your pick for next week?
Oh, I come on back, Mr. Stafford, one more time. If that was going to be the case, yeah, I mean, I would definitely take the Rams just to get Stafford one more time, shut that up, put that to rest, and then have our greatest quarterback of all time, Jared Goff, you know, solidify that spot in Detroit. If we can beat him one more time, I think that would put everything to rest.
I do think the crowd is louder for the Rams games too, by the way, just because I think the crowd
more
feels like it's just a little more personal, right? Yeah. On both fronts. And I actually appreciated what last year's playoff game was. As much as it was discussed as Stafford's return, I really felt like Detroiters took it personal that it was about Goff. And that's where the Jared Goff chant started. It wasn't about, we don't like Matthew and he's the villain. I mean, clearly he's the opponent and he got booed. If you ask his wife, even his kids got booed. But I thought that was more about rallying around Jared Goff than anything else. And he had a big fourth down throw in the end zone, in the red zone. He had some big throws late in the game to seal the game, one to Amon-Ra St. Brown that made it official. That was about Jared Goff. And I appreciate what that was for him. I think he has that validation and satisfaction. And I think we all kind of do too at this point. I don't want the team with the biggest threat to come in here. I don't want to have the nauseating storyline. John, I look at, if the Lions were to lose, it would be because of their defense, right? If they were to lose a playoff game, right? Most likely.
Most likely that would be the storyline.
Sure,
so I don't want the quarterback. They could lose a lot of different ways.
So then I don't want the quarterback that can make the big time throws, that has done it before, that has won these playoff games, that has won a Super Bowl. I also don't want Jaden Daniels, because I think his ceiling, right, if he wins a playoff game, gets some confidence, extends some plays, and the Lions' defense is chasing their tail, I'd rather face Jordan Love, who I know they can pummel. Hell, I'd rather face Sam Darnold, who I know is going to sit there and hold the football and panic again at Ford Field. Like, to me, it's the Packers, because it's two birds, one stone. You knock out the Eagles, and you get a team that – this team gets up for Green Bay. I mean, they really do. St. Brown with the Green Bay sucks shirt. Right, doing the celebration, the handstand. They love playing the Packers. I'd love to see those cheeseheads get graded again. I'd love to see people bringing in the graders again. I'd love to see what the crowd does if they face the Packers in the playoffs.
I don't know.
You've kind of been there, done that.
Seen that story.
248-539-9797. We'll give you an update on the coordinator coaching searches. One Lions coordinator turned down an interview, and one Lions assistant may surprise us. It might be the biggest loss of all. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's wintry driving season yet again, and we're probably going to get some snow tonight, maybe a little bit more this weekend. Reckless drivers are everywhere, and they can't keep their cars under control. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or really any other time of the year, you need an injury attorney who's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. That injury attorney you need to hire is David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
We'll get back to the phones in a second. We've asked you the question. The Lions don't play this weekend. You'll be watching anyway. It's the NFL playoffs. Who do you want? And we also have an update on the coordinators. Aaron Glenn turned down the New England Patriots. Said, I got enough interest. I don't want to interview out there.
That dumpster fire.
I can't blame him. They fired Gerard Mayo one season in. It feels like it's very much going to be Mike Vrabel. He's like, I'm not going to waste my time. I got enough interviews as it is.
Yeah.
He did complete an interview with the Jets. I think most people assume he will be the New York Jets coach.
But both of these guys, whether it's Glenn or Johnson, are both sitting in a great position, because it's not like they don't love being here with Dan Campbell. Sure, both of them would like to be head coaches. I at the level at which they or motivation that they have of doing that. But if Aaron Glenn finds himself, okay, I've said I don't want to even interview with New England. Something happens with the Saints or the Jets, and he's back in Detroit.
Great.
I great for us, for sure. But I also don't necessarily know that they're going to be heartbroken. So they can't, quote unquote, go wrong. Same with Ben Johnson.
No, I think Glenn makes a lot of sense as a head coach. We've watched him do a lot with
they
a little.
They both do.
But just staying on Glenn for a second, the Jets' defense regressed in a big way. Everybody's focused on Aaron Rodgers and the zoo that is Aaron Rodgers, the sideshow that is Rodgers. Their defense was very good 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They need to fix that side of the football. And I just think he has the temperament. I think he's a player's coach where guys feel comfortable talking to him and he's relatable and approachable, but he also will give them some tough love. I think you have to give a balance. And I think he's cut from that Campbell cloth in that way. I think he'll be a leader. I think he'll fix their defense. I think he'll get the most out of that group.
You gotta think that as when we talk about Ben Johnson, we're talking about like who, what type of quarterback does he want to coach? I think for Aaron Glenn, for him to be able to coach a player like Sauce Gardner, it's got to be the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, and for Ben Johnson, the news on him isn't directly Ben Johnson news, but we're seeing more general manager openings.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders letting go of Tom Telesco. There's some rumors that Jacksonville, with for the right coach, might part ways with Trent Baalke. Ben Johnson wants to go somewhere where he has a shared vision with the GM. And maybe that's Spielman, who we know is now doing the interview circuit. But John, maybe the biggest story to you, and maybe people need to take this more seriously, was Hank Fraley interviewing for Seattle's offensive coordinator job.
I didn't see that. When I mentioned Spielman, that news, not surprised. And I'm not surprised that Hank Fraley is going to be interviewing for jobs. I just didn't see it coming yesterday when I got a text from a buddy out in Seattle that says, hey, tell me a little bit about Hank Fraley. Oh, why? Oh, well, he's going to be out here interviewing for the OC job. Really? And that's when, because yesterday I talked about, hey, everybody's replaceable. And Hank is replaceable as well. We don't ever want to think we're replaceable, but we all are. That one might be the biggest loss because of the heartbeat of this team. What is it? The offensive line.
Yep.
And you lose in almost every team, whether it's high school, college, pros. Offensive line coach, there's just something unique about the offensive line coach that is the heartbeat of the team. You rip that heartbeat out, and now all of a sudden, somebody can fill that void. Sure, but that is the one that is going to take the most time because you've got to build up trust. You've got to build up relationships, and it's going to take some time.
Yeah, I mean, offensive line is so much about continuity and those five guys working in tandem. And John, I think what would help is that they have 600 combined starts with that five up front right now.
Sure.
And even the guys who have filled in, the Mahoganys, the Osikas, have kind of gelled. They've got probably seven or even eight guys that they feel really good about on that offensive line. If they lost Hank Fraley, it would be a big deal. But I think having vets and all pros, if there's a team that could survive it, it would probably be this group. The other option is if Ben Johnson leaves, Fraley doesn't have to leave to be an OC. Detroit could promote him.
He could be the here. OC in waiting. Yeah.
Yeah. But that becomes a game of when does Ben Johnson make the decision?
Right.
And obviously,
there's
these guys
plenty of conversations
talk.
Going around behind the scenes. Yes. So you're going to get, they'll have a sense of, hey, is Ben going to be back or not? And because Dan is going to want to have those conversations at that point too.
Yeah.
Out of respect, you talk to your head coach and say, hey, you know, when the season's over, I'm going to take this position. Okay. So he can prepare, not that he's going to hold interviews for the next OC, but he can fine tune his list. And is it from within or is it from, you know, the outside looking in? And the questions that I was asked, it felt like I was being interviewed. In regards to Hank, one of them was, is he a growth mindset guy? And the one thing I love about Hank is, one, just his personality, the way that he coaches that offensive line, but it is his open mind to new techniques, new schemes, new ideas, new thoughts. You know, and everybody talks about the trick plays coming from Ben Johnson. A lot of the ideas also come from Hank. He is that type of a coach.
John provide inside scoop for NFL personnel. Mm. This is beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
You should have told him he's a bum. He's no good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that, you're kind of in between because there's other coaches that, yeah, I think he'd be a perfect fit for you because, yeah, I didn't really care for him here.
The most popular answers on who you want the Lions to face right now. Commanders winning the poll right now, followed by the Packers. You can vote Costa and Jansen on X. Coming up at 7:35, the people of Royal Oak want to name a street after Dan Campbell. Does he have to win the Super Bowl first? Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, you might have seen this. Brad Holmes received a standing ovation at the Pistons game last night. He was seated courtside. He was honored on the video board, and it all happened during the second quarter. So that was really cool. And it's been really this like Lions-studded few days at the Pistons game. There's been several players, executives appearing this week. Also at the game.
You call them all studs?
Sure.
Yeah.
They're all studs. Yeah. Heck yes, studded. They are. Yeah, star-studded.
Star-studded, yes, I know that's what you meant.
What I was going for. But anyway, at last night's game, there was lots of players there, too. Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kirby Joseph.
A lot of Lions studs.
Tim Patrick.
Yeah.
DJ Reader. They were all amongst the crowd there. And then on Monday night's game, Aaron Glenn was there. He received a standing ovation as well. So pretty cool. This is also really cool. Everybody is getting into this Lions fandom, especially some of our Canadian Lions fans as well. They're hosting a Lions drone show tonight.
Yes.
From Windsor.
From South Detroit.
Exactly. And we'll be able to see it here in the actual Detroit.
Yeah.
It's going to take place above the Windsor
Ballet
waterfront.
Okay.
7 p.m. It's about a 15-minute show. You can see it here. Like, at the Detroit Riverfront, especially, you could see the best view of it. Pretty cool. They're also doing this like whole big Lions event throughout the day today to celebrate the team.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I love it. Love seeing that.
Question I'm sure you have no answer for. I'm just curious. I haven't seen any developments lately. What's the status of the new bridge? Gordie Howe Bridge.
Why would you ask? She doesn't have
that. No,
I know. I just wondered. I'm opening that question up to everyone, and Greg is giving me the... I know it's been connected.
Yes, that's as much as I know.
Yes.
Okay.
All
right.
Any update on Hoffa?
Yeah, you know. We'll
the two tips have touched.
Oh boy.
All right, then. Macy's is getting ready to shut down 66 stores nationwide, including 4 right here in Michigan. So the Macy's in Traverse Mall in Traverse City, Lakeside Mall in Sterling Heights, Oakland Mall in Troy, and Genesee Valley Center in Flint are all going to be closing. The company says it's all part of their ongoing Bold New Chapter strategy, and they say this will now allow them to focus on the remaining stores and make sure they can provide better products and elevated service. So after these closings, there will still be 10 remaining Macy's in Michigan, but they're dwindling. And it's sad to see, but there's other experts that just say people aren't going to your big department stores. That's not where people are buying products. And they don't see that changing anytime soon. So unfortunately, doors are being shut.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, you had this in your news earlier this week.
I did.
Royal Oak, some residents say, hey, we got a road named Campbell. Make it Dan Campbell Road. Do they have to win the Super Bowl first before we start naming roads after people? It's 97.1. All right, we've got the question out there for people. Who do you want to play? Lions could play the Packers, Commanders, Vikings, or Rams in the divisional round of the playoffs. We have a poll question up. Costa and Jansen on X. John said the Commanders. Mm-hmm. I said the Packers. I think we both want to avoid the nauseating story that is the Rams.
Yes.
I think they're also the biggest threat for what it's worth. And for the Packers, to me, it's two birds, one stone. For you, it's a team they haven't played yet this season, but a team you're confident they can beat in the Commanders, who, by the way,
sure,
you can run on Washington, so I get it. I just love beating the Packers. Like, to me, that's the team in this division that's caused me the most harm.
Yeah.
If I could drop a bomb on them again 3 times in one season.
That's your emotional connection.
Yeah.
My emotional connection, obviously, is to the Washington franchise, and I would just love to break their hearts.
The other thing we want to bring up is Heather had it in her news. Royal Oak residents want to rename Campbell Road.
Well, at least one business owner that has a business on Campbell Road
wants to name it Dan Campbell Road.
Right. Yes. He wants to be able to, the return address, he wants to put Dan Campbell.
Yes.
And I'll speak for all Royal Oak residents. As a Royal Oak resident, they should do it. But when I say it, you make a face even today and you go, oh, slow down.
Yeah.
What? Why?
let's win something first.
What do you mean win something? They won back-to-back division titles. That's He's great. The greatest coach in Lions history.
Don't make me go Gutenhost on you.
He's brought this positive energy and impact to the community.
Sure, it's been great.
Why not have a road?
And you think they have to wait until they win a Super Bowl to name roads?
Yeah.
But this isn't like a main road, right? This isn't like they're renaming Woodward or a major mile road, like, you know, 9 mile or 10 mile or something.
No, those are already been named three times.
And as far as I know,
Maple.
Welcome Campbell, who the road's named after, never bit a single kneecap. So as far as I'm concerned, this is long overdue.
It has nothing to do with Welcome Campbell. I don't know him or any of his family. I just think that if you're going to rename a road and you're going to do something to that level, then win a Super Bowl.
Which was a popular response online. So we throw it out to you guys. Are we already at the point where we can start naming things after Dan Campbell?
It's a road. And not even a main road. It's a small road.
And it's already named Campbell.
Right. Just throw the Dan in front of it.
Then win a Super Bowl and then go for a big road.
Sure. Okay. Then get the little road first and then win the Super Bowl. Maybe a huge road.
Yeah, but
you're worried, John, we're going to have too many Dan Campbell Avs and drives and boulevards.
No, I mean, you start going with nicknames, and then things get really interesting. So I guess if you're going to do it now, then go with a nickname so that when the real name is used, it's used for the appropriate situation in the appropriate location.
Does Dan have a nickname?
I don't
know. MCDC?
Yeah, MCDC. You come up with any nickname you want.
Daddy Dan Campbell Road?
No.
I don't think we're going to do that.
Way.
A wheelbarrow way. 248-539-9797. When you hear the story of at least one Royal Oak business person and me, one Royal Oak resident, that says, yeah, we can do it already. This isn't a major road, and he's made a major impact.
There's only one, and they brought it up on Twitch. You cannot rename it. It can never, ever, ever be renamed. It's the one exit, and it's the one road.
Big Beaver.
Exit 69. You cannot mess with that one.
Okay.
That one's off the table.
248-539-9797. Texter says, I live on Stafford Drive. Can we petition to change it to Golf Way?
Fine with that.
It opens a fun can of worms. Yeah. Like, who's going to get stuff named after them?
Because you get a road, and you get a road,
right,
and you
exactly,
get a road.
Yeah, yeah. Win the Super Bowl, and then let's have the conversation.
The Brad Holmes Highway. It's no longer 696. It's the Brad Holmes Highway.
Sorry, Walter P. Reuther.
Yeah, who's that guy?
But the Lions have captivated the city, and I think it's a fun conversation. So we'll have that out there for you guys. Ticket texts and phone calls. Marvin in Rochester, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I was just calling on who I really don't want to play, and that would be the Rams. And honestly, the biggest reason behind it is, our secondary is banged up, and their wide receiver core and quarterback connection in totality is the most lethal that's there besides Philadelphia. And I would even argue that they're more lethal than Philadelphia. So considering that, I think it's pretty simple. That's the team that I don't want to play at all for those reasons besides anything else. And you know what? Give me the Packers because Christian Watson got hurt. Jordan Love's banged up and they suck. So let's do that. That's what I want.
They are the last seed. So if they are able to win, that's obviously who the Lions would play.
And you'd know right away.
Right, yeah.
There wouldn't be any drama on Monday because it could drag into Monday. We won't know who they're going to play. For every reason you said, I'm with you, man. And I do think Stafford, Kupp, and Nacua can test this Lions defense. And you can't really blitz a quarterback like Stafford, which is the only way the Lions have been able to generate pressure. And the Rams have been in the game last year in the playoffs, week one of this season. I think the Lions win the game. Obligatory, guys. I think they're going to win the game. But that is the team that is the most dangerous that could come into Ford Field next week. Right? I mean, I know Minnesota won 14 games, but I'm less worried about Sam Darnold in the face of the blitz than I am Stafford standing in there, getting hit, delivering a shot down the field.
Right. Sam Darnold is still Sam Darnold. And their 14, talked about this at the beginning of the week, their 14 wins are much different than the Lions' 14 wins. It was a much different schedule. Last place schedule versus a first place schedule. The Lions have been hardened by fire. And so I don't worry about that. I don't worry about the pack. There's nobody that I'm worried about. That's why I, if you were worried about a team, it would shape who you wanted to play first, second, or in the Super Bowl. Not worried about any of the teams. Yeah. I just, for me, it's all about who do you want to beat? I want to beat the Commanders. I want to beat the Eagles. I want to beat the Chiefs. That's the roadmap that I would map for this team.
Ticket Texter says, Jansen's right with this naming of roads and things. They've got to win the big one before we start renaming everything. That's Jeff out in Petoskey. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mark on a cell. Mark, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I just think it's only a 4 mile road from 10 mile to 14 mile road. I think absolutely they should rename it Dan Campbell Road. I live in Lincoln and Campbell, which is 10 and a half mile road. Go ahead, rename it. Absolutely.
I understand it. I just think, hey, shouldn't he actually win a Super Bowl for this to happen?
No, that's coming way later. Then we got other names on the team that we're going to rename roads. And I'm with you. Big Beaver is off the table.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a crossroads, like Big Beaver, and you know, at the intersection of Big Beaver and Wheelbarrow Way.
Right. But yeah, no. Exit 69 has been Exit 69 Big Beaver since I moved to Rochester Hills in, I don't know, 1972. And that's a landmark.
Yep. I agree. I don't say don't touch that one. Just don't rename it.
I love Wheelbarrow Way. I do. Did you see on Christmas he was wearing sweaters with his family, Dan Campbell?
Oh, yeah.
And it was referenced to the big balls.
Yeah, it was his wife that had, you know, ordered those shirts.
I got two game balls.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. This one says, Campbell Road is absolutely a major road. I used to live a block away. It's one of the main north and south arteries through town. But having said that, I'm all for it. Slap a Dan on the front of it. He's earned it.
Has he earned it? I mean, we all are loving the fact that the Lions are not only relevant, not only competent, but they're dominant. I get that. Finish the deal, and then let's talk about which road.
This is a football town first and foremost. They just had the greatest regular season in Lions franchise history. They've won back-to-back division titles. They've won playoff games, plural, stuff that hasn't happened in a generation.
Okay, let's talk about this for a second, as we have been.
Okay.
Let's just say that this goes through, and on February 1, they rename it Dan Campbell Road. And then in the Super Bowl, he does a Dan Campbell thing, and people don't like the fact that he went for it on a certain fourth down or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, they lose the Super Bowl, and people are blaming him for it. What happens to the road? Let's just win!
I'll tell you what happens to the road. We'll do it next, 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Heather here. These days, online scammers are everywhere. It could be those fake missed delivery texts I feel like I'm always getting, or that urgent bank alert. And you know what? These scams just look more convincing than ever. But I've got good news. You can protect yourself from online scammers without being a tech expert. That's where McAfee Total Protection comes in. It's designed to help you live a worry-free life online. And worry-free means you just don't have to wonder if that text message is a scam, or if threats are going to pop up on your PC, or if you're safe from identity theft. It means you can just go and do the things you've always been doing. You can manage your finances, you can shop online, and you can do it all without fear. Because McAfee provides award-winning protection you can rely on. You can trust McAfee to help keep your devices, privacy, and identity safer. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
And just like that, the Irish are moving on. We'll talk more about it at 8:02. Thriller. Sloppy, but dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
College football delivered last night. We've been talking about Dan Campbell and the fact that Royal Oak wants to rename Campbell Road to Dan Campbell Road. At least one business person has proposed this, mm-hmm. and I speak for all Royal Oak residents when I second his motion.
I think it's a great idea. I just think it's a little premature.
You said win the Super Bowl first before we start naming stuff after him.
Yeah.
So it's too soon for you. And we've asked people, what do you think? 248-539-9797. My argument is this is not a major mile marker. This is not Woodward, which they're never going to rename. This is a street that runs a couple miles between Royal Oak and Madison Heights. It already has Campbell in it. And he has done stuff already. Like, do something. Back-to-back division crowns, 15 wins, change the culture. As one texter puts it, Slade SOL. Yes, he deserves it. Texter says, if we name a road after Dan, people are going to steal those signs constantly.
So true. That is probably. So true.
Yeah.
Could you imagine renaming the road and then losing the divisional round? Got to get the job done first. Then we can crown as whatever you want after him.
Yep. I agree. I mean, how come we don't have any roads named after Wayne Fontes?
And someone says, we don't have a Scotty Bowman Avenue or a Jim Leland Avenue, so there's no reason to have a Dan Campbell Road yet.
Yeah.
By those standards, just positive and winning divisions, where's Rick Carlisle's Road?
Or Brad Ausmus. He won a division.
It's not the same thing. And you know it's not the same thing.
Win the big one, and then let's have this conversation.
They should change 15-mile road to 15 and 2-mile road for now, and then make adjustments when they win something more.
Well done. Our texters are great.
Another ticket texter with their thoughts says, how about St. Brownstown? Eric and Celine.
There you go. Yeah.
If they win the Super Bowl, they can rename the city to Campbell, Michigan, for all I care. Patrick on the text.
Yeah. Blow the top off. Let's go. But win it.
But win it.
The other Dan would tell you the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure he would. We got to finish the deal.
Yeah. But then it goes to, like, we talked about the gold medal, the silver medal, the bronze medal yesterday. Is Dan the only one that gets one? How about Brad Holmes? How about Sheila Hemp Ford?
I mean, her name is on
Ford,
the building.
There's a lot of things Ford, but...
Yeah. I guess my point is I feel like he's done a lot already, too. Whether he wins a Super Bowl or not...
He certainly has. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Right.
He hasn't attained the ultimate goal.
He hasn't attained name a street after you status.
Right, because...
I mean, it's
Super Bowl or bust. Like, you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth right now, where it's Super Bowl or bust, it's Super Bowl or failure.
That's for this season. I don't think Dan Campbell's a failure.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's ultimately, what are you going to be remembered for? We don't know if Dan Campbell is ever going to win a Super Bowl. I think it will be this year. I'm not willing to name a road after him. Until after he does, you don't get a trophy before you win.
You think it's a trophy? Naming a road that runs
hell yeah,
a few
it's
miles
a trophy.
In a suburb is a trophy.
Yeah, it's a trophy. It's a monument.
If Dan Campbell leads the Lions to a Super Bowl championship, they should name the airport after him.
Yeah.
Highest compliment.
Mm-hmm.
That's like reserved for presidents.
I was going to say, right. I mean, what is the highest honor?
Does he get a library too?
Library, airport, statue.
The Dan Campbell Library. What's the most reserved book in that library? That's the next question. But to my point, you are remembered for your accomplishments. And he's had a lot of accomplishments in just simply 4 years here. But if you win a Super Bowl, no one's going to forget Dan Campbell's name. At certainly any time in our generation, and probably for generations to come, he will always be known for the guy that brought the Super Bowl to Detroit. Super Bowl championship.
Okay, if it's about being remembered and being memorable, Welcome Campbell is who this road is named after, who was alive in like the 1850s, like 200 years ago. And as far as I could find, but nearly 200 years ago, there's no evidence of him eating a single kneecap. So, I mean, like, what is he known for? I was reading up on it.
He owned a lot of land. Property. Yes.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, so I'm with John on this. I do think you have to win a Super Bowl before you can consider these things. But once you win the Super Bowl, where does it stop?
Well, you get a
because so many people deserve credit. I mean,
sure.
Even Matt Patricia, like a few weeks ago when he told us that he deserved credit.
Yes, that's a dead-end road. Whatever the dead-end road, most where all the dumpsters line up, that's where you put This is Matt Patricia Lane.
Now, where would you stand on a kicker getting something out of this?
Jake Bates?
Yeah, like Bates Garage or something.
Hits a big kick and one
Bates
of these
Burgers.
Games.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Jake Bates Burgers.
Yeah,
yeah, I just gave you guys, yeah, I mean, I just gave them a home run. They should just do it now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to, we can get a little creative with that one.
Ticket Texter says they named a city after me. Signed, Ken Holland.
Yes.
This one says, agreed with John, it's a bit premature. Wait all of 3 or 4 weeks here.
Yeah,
we'll know.
All you got to do is wait a month.
Yeah. Texter says, where's Chuck Daly Road at? And then one says, stop praising Barry Sanders. He never won a Super Bowl. Signed, Loudmouth Michigan John.
Did I say Barry Sanders?
His point is, if we can't praise Campbell until he wins a Super Bowl, why do we praise Barry Sanders? Never won a Super Bowl. Calvin never won a Super Bowl either.
Well, is there a Barry Sanders Road?
Something's got to be named after Barry somewhere, right?
Well, he does have a statue.
Yes. The ultimate
monument.
Compliment. Yeah, other than an airport or a library. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797.
We got a ticket. Texas one just came in. The Gulf of Dan Campbell.
There it is.
Yes. I knew you would love that.
One of the Great Lakes. There you go.
Which lake does he get?
Oh, hey, Lake St. Clair. It's not a great lake. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, but is that a diss then if he doesn't even get a Great Lake? He's a great coach. Doesn't he deserve a Great Lake? If they win the Super Bowl, which lake would you rename to Lake Campbell?
If they beat the Bills, Erie.
Oh, the battle for Lake Erie. It's at stake.
Yes, yes.
You have
Dan Campbell Falls.
And then McDermott gets it if they win.
Right.
At extra stakes to all the heartbreak and losing.
Or it's Dan Campbell Lake, and it is Buffalo Bills Falls. There you go.
Something to play for, people. 248-539-9797. All right, last night there was a lot to play for. We're going to get into reactions from that college football playoff game. It delivered. For as much griping as I hear from certain members of the show and the station, college football delivered last night. We'll get to that next hour, plus the picks. It's 97.1.